Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. In this week's Failure Friday segment, we hear from an aspiring fashion blogger. After failing to catch the world's attention with her belt as necklace feature, she tries wearing lettuce on her head. And neither one of these actually took off, surprisingly, shockingly, disappointingly. But hey, it's all part of an episode we call Failure Friday, a format, I should say, because we do this weekly segment, a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure, all of the things that go very wrong. And these stories, they vary a bit, but they often start with an idea. Somebody's got a great idea for a business or an expansion or a new product line. They think it's going to be amazing. And then for whatever reason, it's not amazing. And something else happens. Their idea meets reality. And it's a learning experience, no doubt. So I really appreciate the people who have shared stories because often we can learn more through these kinds of stories than we can through the successes. You're able to look back and gain some humility and gain some perspective and say, you know what, maybe I misjudged that, or maybe something just happened along the way. It wasn't my fault necessarily, but either way, I've got to choose, you know, what do I do moving forward? You know, that's the most important question for all of us, for me today, for you, and for Chloe from Santa Cruz, California. Chloe is a fashion blogger, or was a fashion blogger, I should say, but let's let the story lead the way. Her idea to go viral led to the worst possible outcome. What is the worst possible outcome, you might think? It is that no one cared. Yeah, that's right. That is the worst outcome, much more than, you know, a disaster that brings a lot of attention. I think the fact that no one cares is the worst possible outcome. So, Chloe from Santa Cruz, let's hear the story from her.
So when I started my fashion trend blog, I was really excited to share my fashion experience with the world. I spent hours writing about the latest fashion trends and sharing my unique style ideas. But no matter what I did, I just couldn't seem to attract readers. At first, I thought it was just a fluke, and maybe people were too busy to read my blog, or were too busy with their own fashion escapades. But as time went on, it became clear that the problem wasn't with them, it was with me. I tried everything to make my blog more appealing. I even started wearing hats made out of lettuce just to get attention. Hey, it's a vegetable trend, right? Nothing seemed to work. My readership was about as popular as a plaid dress at a Hawaiian luau. So finally, I decided to take a step back and reevaluate my approach. And that's when I realized the issue. I was taking myself too seriously. I was so focused on being an expert in the field that I forgot to have fun with it. So I made a change. I started writing posts with more humor and silliness. I even posted pictures of myself wearing ridiculous outfits for the fun of it. And lo and behold, my readership started to grow. People started to respond to my fun, lighthearted approach. They appreciated that I wasn't trying to be the next Anna Wintour, but rather a relatable fashion lover. And even though my readership still wasn't breaking any records, at least I was having fun with it. Looking back, I learned an important lesson about the importance of putting your readers first. Fashion is a subjective topic, and what might be interesting to me might not be interesting to someone else. It's important to listen to your readers and give them what they want, instead of just writing about what you think is important. In the end, my fashion trend blog never became the huge success I had hoped for. But it did become a fulfilling creative outlet that allowed me to connect with like-minded individuals. And that, to me, is what blogging is all about. Connecting with people who share your passions and creating a community of support and inspiration. And who knows? Maybe my lettuce hat trend will catch on one day.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is the theme of Failure Friday. Thanks so much, Chloe, for sharing your story. Perhaps another lesson could be, you know, wearing lettuce on your head doesn't actually get the most attention. You think it's going to go viral, but you don't actually get to choose how that works, you know? So I think it's wise that Chloe decided to take a step back to focus on, you know, what she really wants to do, finding that intersection between what she values and what other people also value. That's what it's all about. So again, Chloe, thank you. Best wishes moving forward. Listeners, if you have a question, an update for us about your hustle or something else, sidehustleschool.com/questions. And of course, you can subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. It's all completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.